Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to be talking about China today. We're going to be talking about, believe it or not, we're going to be talking about China, and will we be speaking Mandarin in the future? And, of course, we're Americans, so we probably don't even know what that is. That's actually the language spoken in China, part of it. And some prophecies that were given by Dmitry Studeman, reiterated by Michael Badia's grandson. Been trying to, matter of fact, we have Michael Badia. And I'm saying, Michael, you know, we are trying to bring this word back, what the Lord had said, and he just couldn't recall. But praise the Lord that God brought it to me.
Yep.
And it happens to be the day and the week that Russia cuts the deal with China for $400 billion. It's called Russia-China Inc., and we'll be talking about that in regards to Russia and China just cut a gas deal because of what's taking place with their threats from the West. Mm-hmm. Also, we'll be talking about in our programs today, Rick Joyner gives a prophetic word in his journal talking about Christianity is moving West again. Moving West again, which is China will be the, which is, you think about, believe it or not, I know, we're only 300 and something million folks. Mm-hmm. They're 1 point something. Their church there is bigger than America.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah. You know, the church there, not the CCC church, but the church. And it's like, oh my goodness. And I love the way that Rick Joyner, he does a real good job of talking and saying it much better than I do. But there's grace.
Oh, yeah.
There's grace.
For all of us.
I do say it better than Pat says.
Yes, you did.
Right? What he actually meant was don't jump in the lake. What he meant was go fishing by the lake.
Right, right.
And if you happen to fall in, he won't be disappointed. It's a transition package, as you talk about.
That's right.
You're transitioning from the side of the lake into the lake and having a diving experience. Anyway, yeah, I mean, so many things are taking place in China. It's amazing, and it's exactly what was prophesied about by Dmitry Dudeman in 1996, and God showed him. Also, we talked about some words from Dmitry Dudeman. God gave him a specific word from about America, and when he came to America, he was just on fire. He could not believe, because everybody talks about it. I'm looking around right now, but when he came to America, he heard about so many things about America. It's a Christian nation, you know. It's this city on a hill. And when he got here, he was so disappointed. He could not believe that there was so much darkness in America, and he was just like, "Dear God, why would you bring me here? This is so bad here," you know, and he began to cry out. And we have that for you on the VFN Torch. As a matter of fact, go to VFNTV.com, and in the menu there, you'll see VFN Torch. Click on that, and it has prophecies, which you can click on and choose that. And you can find and search for Dmitry Dudeman, which is Dmitru Dudeman. Important, because I always spell it wrong.
Wow.
There's no autofix to that name. And so did you mean George? And so, what God gave him when he was crying out was a word for America. And I know that when we obey God and what God had called us to do and launching out with what he told us is a battleship in regards to doing, spiritual truths into the atmosphere as, that it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, it's a march to the fire, but the prophecy that he wrote down in his book is called America Through the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And which is totally amazing, because it so lines up with what the Lord showed us, because in this prophetic word that he gives, and we're going to be sharing a piece of the word, the dream that came in 1996 about Russia and China and America, and about what Rick Joyner is saying, and about what God has spoke specifically to me about, and what Ashley spoke to Pat about. And he was either diving or surfing in China. We haven't figured it out yet. But he said specifically and over again, he says that God's going, he's going to send angels to see his people through. His folks, there's going to be a differentiation between those who are really the Lord's versus those who are just religious, or those who, you know, who don't have anything to do with God, which I really believe, by the way. God says, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but not lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe the repulsiveness to the Lord has to do more, since he says, I'll spew you out of my mouth, what he talks about. By the way, you might not know this. In Revelations, so he talks about, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you, spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. This is a word given. And I mean, when people are just solidly in darkness, you can define them. Mm-hmm. And when people are solidly in light, you can find them. Mm-hmm. But the ones who are really gray, and there is no gray areas, is either yes or no. Mm-hmm. Anything else is from the evil one, then they really hurt a lot of people. They hurt the people who are in darkness, who are trying to find the light, and they tell them that we are the light.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hurt the ones who are in the light by leading them astray. Paul talked about that. He says, you know, I've just warned you day and night without tears, never stopped warning you that wolves would come in amongst you, even come from amongst you to lead you astray. And so I believe those astray folks are the gray folks in regards to the lukewarm folks. And but he says that this thing is going to be happening, and what's going to happen is that the true church is going to rise up. So you can just get excited, because if you're a believer and you made Jesus Christ truly the Lord of your life, you didn't say a prayer, but you said, Jesus, you're my Lord. You know what I'm saying? You're following him on a daily basis and abiding with him. This is going to be the most exciting days the church has ever seen. You know, with it, persecution, yes, but understand it's a victorious church. So we'll be sharing about that. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. You want to be able to catch every program on China. And we're going to do our best to be able to deliver, you know, some of the things that we've been saying, which, to remind you, you know, prophecy is about, and none of us like calling ourselves a prophet, but we're definitely given some prophecy here.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't have a card or anything like that. So it's, you know, Prophet Incorporated.
Right.
But it's amazing when God speaks, you just say what he says, and it's amazing that it's exactly what God, he's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. And he's speaking specifically about China. I'm going to talk to you also in today's programs about China. About when I went to seek direction for the Lord in a local seeking, in regards to not just local in regards to a nation, I meant local to the regards to a simple work of what God was doing at that time, which is part of the Malachi mandate that we have in our history, and being a pastor, founding pastor of a church at that time. And so I asked the Lord for a directional dream. As a matter of fact, Donna says, why don't you ask the Lord for a directional dream?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, you know, I said, Lord, give me a directional dream. You won't believe it. You know, I mean, here I am already overwhelmed with the Malachi mandate. We're taking the whole world camping. We're trying to find mentors. We can relate to it's hard to find a good man because he can't pass the background check. And all these different things are going on, trying to pastor a founding work of a church where there's like Jezebelic transfers. I don't know. Anyway, all these things are going on. You think, like, how do you manage all this? And so Donna says, you know, why don't you ask for a directional dream? So I asked for a directional dream that night. And what do you know? The Lord talked to me about China.
Huh.
I mean, it had nothing to do, not even this side of the entire globe. He showed me in detail China. He showed me some things happening in China. He showed me what was going to be happening, some different details and directions. And today, things are shifting that way. And so I want to be able to encourage you that understand, and we said this before, we have an article up, hopefully it's called E Pluribus Unum, though we're many, we're one. That's the church. There's many parts of us. America is not the church. The Constitution is not the Bible. So my desire is that America stands. My hope is that America will return to its original intent that God had for this nation. And I really believe this third great awakening, it looks like it's happening. We have great opportunity for that to take place. But no matter what, the church is not, America is not the church. Right. Now, the church is in America. The church is in Canada. The church is in Mexico. The church is in China. As a matter of fact, most of the church is in India and in China. If you add those believers up in India and China, everybody else pales in comparison to this huge populated areas there. Mm. And which means that's exciting, because whatever happens in any part of the body of Christ, everybody should celebrate. And what they're going to teach, I'm going to talk to you about what Rick Joyner's talking about here in this word that just came out this week, is about how they're going to be able to purge out all the Americanisms, you know, the corporatisms, and they can really teach us a few things about humility, sacrifice, contentment, and just going. When he says go, you know, it's not, America's like, but does that include a 401k when you go? And how do I keep my, it's like, what are you talking about? And this is what one man said that to Jesus. And this is what he said. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Mm-hmm. He said, unless if you put your hands to the plow and you look back, you can have no part of me. Let me say something to you, America. That's the same Jesus, same gospel, and this church is worldwide. If we turn our backs on the work of God, the call of God, what he tells us to do, he says, you're not even worthy of the kingdom of God. So we have to rethink, get back to the original intent of the word, and begin to do what God says. And this is very, this is very encouraging to me, because we can learn a lot from our brothers and sisters in China. This is so amazing, the prophetic word of God. God lets us know what's going on. And I'm reading from you a prophetic word that just came out from Rick Joyner and this week. And he's talking about a shift taking place. Let me read it to you so I won't mess this up. And it kind of lines up. We're talking about China today, but he entitles it Christianity is moving West again. And of course, Americans were thinking, oh, we're going to go to California. It's like,
no.
And he says, there is a saying that contains an important insight. In Jerusalem, Christianity became a religion. In Greece, it became a philosophy. In Rome, it became an institution. In Britain, it became a tradition. And in America, it became an enterprise.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
He goes on to say, there is some truth to this, and it is not all bad and unintended. The new creation culture that was to be received by all nations was also intended to receive from all nations. Let me read that again. The new creation culture that was to be received by all nations was also intended to receive from all nations. In other words, we were supposed to receive something from all different nations out there. This is not to imply that the basic tenet of the faith was to be modified, but that the gospel would help apply the best to all nations, to a culture that would become the highway Isaiah spoke about that will be built to prepare the way of the Lord. This is an amazing word, because he's talking about how everything is shifting west, and I'm trying to get this where I can actually see this thing. He says, however, some of the worst of the nations also entered into the fabric of Christianity and to a degree corrupted the application of the gospel. Each time the center of gravity for the advancing church moved, there would be some purification, but not total. So every time it would take a jump, he's saying that, you know, good things would happen, but not total. In the American church, we have reflected some of the best and worst religion, philosophy, institutions, traditions, and business all mixed together. We have all this kind of all mixed together. Many have learned to take the best and leave the rest. Some of the most remarkable expressions of Christianity through the church are now found in America, as well as properly some of the worst. Many Christians from around the world have come to learn from churches in America and have taken what they've learned back to their countries. Many of these did a great job filtering out what should not have been applied in their home countries and have raised up works that are truly exceptional. Now, many Americans and others are going to them to actually learn. So what you're having now, the thing about it is real difficult when you think about it. If you think America's the church, you think, well, how can someone leave America to go to China to learn? But the whole thing, America's not the church. The church is in America. So What can God does in the church in one nation, you can go to the other nation that took it to the next level. God took it to the next level, and you could learn something. This interchange has increased dramatically during this time for easy travel and communication. So it's increased because you can get there, you know, back and forth and internet and all that kind of stuff. For this reason, there are truly remarkable churches growing up all around the world. As the center of gravity of Christianity moved west from Jerusalem from the last century, it seems centered in America, even though some of the greatest works and revivals were elsewhere. It is about to make another major leap to the west. The center of gravity of Christianity is going to move to Asia. Then it will find its way back to Jerusalem. This is a word being given by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, which totally lines up with what we're talking about today. So what will be the contribution of Asia to Christianity? For one thing, it will be a filter that removes many of the impurities added to Christianity by other cultures that have influenced it. They will do an even better job of holding to the good and removing the bad. This is not all they will do, but it will be a major contribution. We can expect a start. We can expect this to start. We can expect to start hearing two great questions from Asia. What is the pure gospel? Man, we've been talking about that, right? It's difficult in America. Right. There's just so much junk. But what is the pure gospel, and what is the purest expression of Christianity? And they're just like, you know, what is the basic thing? I mean, how can, if the prosperity gospel was true, why don't you preach it in Nepal, the poorest place? You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, go to the poorest place on the globe and preach that. That's awesome, dude. Go to Nepal and preach it. There, it's the poorest people on the face of the earth. But if it doesn't work in Nepal, then that's not, you know, if it doesn't work, if he doesn't preach everywhere, it shouldn't preach anywhere.
Right.
And then he talks about, and then we will see a relentless pursuit of these, which is, you know, what is the pure gospel and what is the true expression of Christianity? And this is so exciting because this totally lines up with the journey that God has had us on and trying to find out, you know, what. It's just real difficult when you find out you're like Josiah and you're looking around and going like, that's not what it says. Have you read it lately? Have you read it lately? It doesn't say that. I'm sorry. It doesn't say that. But it does say this, the thing that you're preaching against. It does say this. And so you think about it, it's like, my goodness. And Josiah, what he did was saying, well, we're going to do what God says. But he was a king and he was able to do that. Think about America. Just know this, that this is a government by the people, for the people. It's we the people. So in the context of that, pretty much everybody in America, if you're a citizen, you are considered the king. And you choose the government representatives that you're having. And in that, you know, you can turn things around like Josiah did if you choose the right kind of leadership. And first of all, you got to have Christ's leadership in your own heart. It's not about politics or anything of that nature there. I thought this was pretty interesting, you know, that it kind of lines up because when I'd asked for this directional dream that I was talking about, you know, God was showing me China. And it didn't make any sense to me because I could barely handle what was going on. But the whole thing about it is not about you handling anything. It's about what God's doing. And what he showed me specifically was that when I asked for this directional dream, he showed me flying in on a large aircraft, flying into China, landing, and I had this full busload full of men. They were all men, and we were going to this particular place, and we were crossing over this bridge. And on the bridge, on both sides of the bridge, imagine there's water coming under the bridge. So on the right side of the bridge or the left side of the bridge as you're going over it, there was an identical rock, iceberg, whatever it was identical on both sides of the bridge. It was just, you could look this side, it looked the same, and that looked the same, which very well could be the church, you know, on both sides of the bridge and what God is doing. But I remember all of a sudden the bus pulling up behind this particular place where we're going to eat right there. I remember it was speaking to the man and all, and we were going to go there and eat, and some other things that I can't necessarily share right now. But God was showing us, like, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
You know, what is that? China. And then I remember, so I'm going on a sabbatical to be able to, as God is launching us out where we know about the VFN Dream Center and the foundational work for it and laying that foundation, that I spent some time on a sabbatical. And in this sabbatical, it's in the wilderness. I mean, it was a wilderness. There's nobody around. It is way out in the country. And we're talking tents and electronics are gone. Everything's gone. But there's no way that you know, you're just going to be alone with God, right? Well, what do you know? I'm right there camping and a man from China comes up to me in the woods, in the wilderness. Yulong from Hong Kong. His parents worked and retired for the government in China. And I was just amazed at what, and we began to talk and we're just intrigued. He was telling me about his future and what he's planning on doing. He wanted me to come to Hong Kong. And at that point, God just gave me this love for China, because it wasn't that I didn't love China. I just didn't know China. I had American Chinese, obviously, but true, you know, China is just a different folks. And so in that, as a matter of fact, the bond was so intense when we were talking out in the wilderness, and he actually came just for a season of time to Vanderbilt and to do a tour of America. And when he did that, they brought him through and just happened to be bringing him through, and they were camping at this particular place, just so happened to be there. And God gave me such a love for China. When we were leaving each other, you just feel this draw on both of us, and we've been in communication since then. He's invited me to come to Hong Kong. But listen, God's going to do something very big, and we need to find out and hear more clearly. And we're going to talk about it. And you can kind of see, we're going to talk about the G20. We're going to talk about Russia. We're going to talk about the economy shifting and these different things in these programs. Make sure you catch them on China, because God's saying something, and it looks like people are just fulfilling the plan and the will of God, what was going to happen in the earth. But it is amazing. Understand this, the best days of the church are ahead. And God loves China. And if you're thinking about getting Rosetta Stone, get the version of Mandarin. Get the version of Mandarin so you can talk to your Christian brothers and sisters. We're talking about China today. You need this is amazing what has taken place. We talked a little bit earlier as I was reading a word from Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And in that, he was talking about how Christianity is about to take a shift west, and that doesn't mean to the wild west of California, but all the way to China. And that was very interesting, because that has a lot to do with some of the things the Lord has been, you know, showing us over a period of time. And so we're going to continue talking prophetically about China, and, you know, what is God saying about China and the church in China. And I like the one thing how he described in earlier program, you can catch it, where he says that Rick Joyner does, in Jerusalem Christianity became a religion, in Greece it became a philosophy, in Rome it became an institution, in Britain it became a tradition, and in America it became an enterprise. And that's so important, because when you look at the church in America, you first thing people think about says, man, I got to get incorporated. You know, it's like, well, you do. You know, people have business cards going, I am evangelist so-and-so incorporated.
Right,
it's like,
right.
What are you talking about? Or, you know, people are saying, well, to be able to start a church, you're going to need $1.3 million because you have this and you have that. Mm. And I mean, the things that we've turned it into, or somebody says, you know, that the pastor or the leader hears from the Lord and God speaks to them and says, you know, I want you to go left. And so he or she steps up and says, we're going to go left. And then today, American church says, well, have you ran that by the board?
Right.
And it's like, I would say that is an enterprise. Mm-hmm. That's an enterprise. An enterprise, then you can actually do business. You know, the church complains about the government, how they do business. You know, right. They're wasting money or whatever. That free enterprise could do it better, mm-hmm. or whatever. But the American church, according to George Barna, is paying $1.3 million per baptized believer in infrastructures and salaries and all of that. So I don't think that it does not much better than the government there. And so he was taking, I mean, this is this week when Rick Joyner's talking about that Morningstar Ministries. And so, I mean, you can see the shift. I mean, although our value of ourself in America is really high. I mean, we have a high, you know, we think very highly of ourselves.
Right.
Understand that God does think very highly of Americans, but he thinks equally highly valuable about everybody on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's equal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not all about any nation. It's about the plans of God and what God is going to be doing. And so I read about that, what he was talking about. He was talking about how that, pretty much every time that the church shifted to a new nation, that it would lose some of the wrong things that it had going in it, and it would go to a next level, but also would pick up some things from that culture. And how when the church shifts to China, that it would shift in such a way that they would really purify it. And in the context of some of the things that you would be hearing from them, he says, is what is the pure gospel? What is the pure gospel? And what is the purest expression of Christianity? And the truth is, it's family. It's God, Father God, gave his Son, Jesus Christ, on behalf of his creations, mankind, that they make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, then they become sons and daughters of God. Family. And look at the big attack of family all over the world. I mean, it's amazing how just everything to do with family seems to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that is the greatest expression of what God wanted. I mean, the first thing God created on the earth was a husband and a wife who had children. It was family. And it's Adam and Eve and,
right,
you know, their children. And so the thing about it is how do we get back to family? And one way we do that is relating to God as our Father and understanding when his Son, Jesus, our Lord, said, when they asked him, how do you pray? He says, this is how you pray. You talk to our Father as our Father. Not big one in the sky, not my co-pilot.
Right.
You know, Father. I mean, think about that. That's huge. I mean, because prior to that, that's the last thing that Israel would have ever thought about, is thinking about God as Father.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his Son, Jesus, saying, I want you to pray this way. This is how you pray. Pray like I pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it are we wanting our Father to be known and the Father heart of God to be known, it's the Father's heart. You got to check that previous program. that we want his kingdom to come because he's our Father. Some people say, you know, what is God this and God that? It's like, well, he needs to be your father. He's not your father yet. You haven't entered into the family of God yet, because if he's your Father, you know that he has good plans in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you, save you from the wrath of to come.
And,
and that was John.
Okay.
And so think about this, that it's family. And so one way that you would express, you know, the purity of the church, what is the purity of the church? To treat each other like mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters, the way family would. That's what he talks about in the Word of God. And so we're all children of God. And so it's one way of thinking about, you know, we don't just dump what we've been doing in America. We want to get to the purest form of the gospel. We want to get to the purest form of Christianity. And think about this, too. And I'm going to be sharing a word from Dmitry Dudeman in a moment, because Russia this week just signed a deal with China for $400 billion, USA Today is reporting, which, because of what's been taking place in the West and how this thing has been building up. And we've been talking about it on VFN Radio, VFN TV, but we're going to bring some of these words back to help you understand that God's been kind of giving us a glimpse at what's going to be coming and what's taking place. And there's a strategy. The world is being organized right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in a specific way. And it is totally amazing to see. So think about this. Forget about the world. We, as sons and daughters of God, we need to start asking the question, what is the purest form of Christianity? You know, what is the purest form of being a Christian? And in that, start getting rid of everything that's not pure, everything that's not God. You know, and there's a lot of good things that are not God.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it'll help you if you don't have to buy that $250 bouquet in the front of your gathering every single week. You can give that to Mrs. Jones, who's having difficulty right now with her car or something. You know what I'm saying? And so in that we're gonna be taken down to the purity of the gospel, and when the gold is refined, all the trash and the silver is refined, all the trash comes out of it, and it's not a negative thing for the hay, wood, and stubble to come out of it. It's not wrong, and your life is a lot easier when you're not don't have a whole bunch of religion to tote around with you, And then all you have is this pure relationship with God, which is authentic, and you're sharing not your organization, not your religion, but you're sharing about your honest, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, who you just heard from a few moments prior to that or that morning when you're spending time abiding with him. And the true church arises. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.